Damodar month has begun. This beautiful pastime of Lord Krishna being bound up by Mother Yashoda. So His Grace Ananda Prabhu asked me to speak a little bit about this pastime. And I was thinking, Krishna is so sweet. All His pastimes are so sweet. And there's a beautiful song which goes like this, Madhuram, 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 Madhuram. And His Grace Dravida Prabhu has translated it into a poem. And in that poem, he says, your gait is sweet, your smile is sweet, your gopas are sweet, your gopis are sweet, your transcendental flute is sweet. O king of sweet, your sweet complete. So that's Krishna, sweet complete, all sweetness. And his pastimes are very sweet. And this particular pastime is very endearing, because it's little baby Krishna being tied up by his mother Yashoda. You want to hear? Yes? You ready? Yes? Yeah, this is the song I want. This is the song. Not right now. Okay. A little later. Thank you. So this beautiful pastime is happening in Vrindavan. Little Krishna is fast asleep in his room, and Mother Yashoda, out of deep love for her little baby son, is churning butter. She is thinking to herself, this naughty little boy is stealing butter from all the different gopis' houses. This is most abominable. This is very shameful. We have so many cows, so I am going to churn the sweetest, creamiest, freshest, tastiest butter ever. And I will see how Krishna goes to other gopas and gopis' houses, because I will be giving him the best butter ever. So there she is, churning butter with her own lotus hands. And the description is so beautiful. Mother Yashoda is putting all her love and all her labor into churning that butter. And she's remembering her beautiful little son and all the wonderful pastimes that her little boy did. And she's singing his glories as she's churning that butter. And her bangles are tinkling, her earrings are shaking, and she herself is perspiring, and all the flowers are getting loose in her hair. But she is not concerned. She's simply absorbed in sweetly remembering Krishna and singing his glories while churning the butter. Now hearing his mother's sweet voice, little baby Krishna wakes up, and as all babies wake up, they get very hungry. So he goes crawling to his mother and indicates by pulling at the churning rod, your business is to feed me first, never mind the churning of the butter. So of course Mother Yashoda very lovingly picks up her baby son in her arms onto her lap, and gazing at his smiling face, she starts nursing her little baby Krishna. But meanwhile, she has put a pot of milk on the stove for boiling. And she's forgotten that the milk is boiling on the stove. But while she's gazing at her baby Krishna's face and nursing him, suddenly the milk starts boiling over. So what does Mother Yashoda do? Oh, the milk is boiling, milk is boiling. She takes baby Krishna, hastily puts him down, and runs to save the milk. Now it is said that the milk, why did it boil over? Do you want to know? The milk decided to boil over because it thought, what's the use of my life? I might as well commit suicide. No chance for me. Mother Yashoda is feeding her breast milk to her baby. There's no hope for me. What's the use of living? So the milk decides to boil over. Of course, everything in the spiritual world is spiritual. So the milk also decides that he doesn't want to live anymore without serving Krishna. Now, what does Krishna do? He gets very angry. How dare Mother Yashoda leave me and take care of something else? Her first job is to take care of me. So he gets very angry, his lips red with anger, eyes red with anger. He grits his teeth and he says, I'm going to do some mischief. He takes a broken piece of clay and he breaks that pot of yogurt that his mother was churning into butter. All the, you know, whole thing becomes a mess. And he grabs hold of some freshly churned butter and he starts eating it. And with his buttery hands and feet, he goes running into another room because now he's done mischief. And mama will catch him, right? What do naughty little boys do when they have done mischief? Run away and hide. So little Krishna does the same thing. Mother Yashoda comes back after attending to that pot and she looks around and she sees the broken pot of yogurt. And she sees little footprints covered with butter leading to another room. And she says, naughty little Krishna has done this mischief and I have to teach him a lesson. He is my son and he's getting naughtier day by day. I have to punish him. I have to discipline him. He's just getting too naughty for words. So what does Mother Yashoda do? She tucks her sari in her pallav in her waist, because that's what mamas do when they mean business, right? And she grabs a big stick and she goes silently looking for baby Krishna. Where is that naughty little fellow? Let me catch him and I'm going to teach him a lesson. Meanwhile, what Krishna has done? He's gone running to another room. He's climbed on a wooden grinding mortar. He's reached for another butter pot and he's tilted that pot. He's busy eating that butter and he's feeding it to all his monkey friends. This is what naughty little Krishna is doing. And it says that, why did Krishna feed the monkeys? Would you like to know? Monkeys were actually his associates in Ram Leela. When Ram finished with the Battle of Lanka, he really did not have much time to personally interact with the monkeys or thank them each personally. And so he had to immediately fly back in that Pushpa Viman to Ayodhya because he had to take charge of the kingdom. But he never forgot the very valuable services that the monkeys did for him. So now in Krishna Leela, he personally feeds the monkeys out of his own lotus hands, out of gratitude for what the monkeys had done to him, what service the monkeys had given to him. So such sweet exchanges are happening right in this naughty little Krishna's Leela, that it's very enchanting to see how all the different things are happening at the same time. And of course, because Krishna knows he's done something naughty, like a naughty boy, he's looking this way and that way. Where is Mother Yashoda? Because she's sure to come and catch me. So even as he's doing his mischief, he's looking here and there fearfully. And Mother Yashoda comes very quietly from behind him. And finally he sees her, jumps down from the wooden grinding mortar and starts running. Just as though he's a very frightened little boy, which he is at the moment, because he's taking on that mood of being frightened of Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda starts running after her baby son. I'm not going to let you get away. I'm going to catch you and I'm going to punish you. So Mother Yashoda is running. Now Mother Yashoda is not a young woman. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba were quite elderly actually when they had a little Krishna. And she's got full hips and a small waist and she's trying to run after baby Krishna. So she's laboring very hard and she's trying to catch him and baby Krishna is running. So it's a very sweet mood in Vrindavan while all the gopis are watching all the fun and they're saying, what is happening here? And finally, little Krishna allows himself to be caught by Mother Yashoda. He's crying in fear. And like this. Like little babies cry. Like this. And the conch shell like neck is shaking. And the pearl necklaces are all shaking because of his crying. And what he's doing with his lotus hands. Mommy, don't punish me. And he's got beautiful eyes lined with kajal. And all that kajal is smeared all over his face. And when Mother Yashoda looks at her little baby son, she's so enchanted. And she says, he's so fearful. I should not make him so afraid. So she throws the stick away, but she has caught him by the hand. And she says, I'm going to teach you a lesson. You're getting very naughty of late. And little baby Krishna is looking up at his mother's fearful face. And what is Mother Yashoda's state? All the flowers have fallen from her hair. Her hair has become loose. Her sari, her ornaments, everything is all, you know, haywire. Why? Because she has run after baby Krishna. Now it says that why did the flowers fall from her hair? You want to know? Why did the flowers fall from her hair? The flowers are thinking, here's Mother Yashoda. She has such pure love for the Lord. What are we doing on her head? We should be falling at her feet and taking the dust of her feet. And so the flowers decide to fall from her hair and touch the dust of her lotus feet because she's showing pure love for Krishna. And therefore, being conquered by Mother Yashoda's pure love, Krishna agrees to be caught by her. And after that, she thinks, this boy is very restless. If I just let him go with a few sharp words, he's going to get into mischief again. And I have so many household chores to do. I can't afford to run after this little boy, chastising him for every little thing. So I will tie him up. Who can tie the unlimited Lord who has no limits? Who can tie Krishna, the all-powerful, ever-expanding, supreme personality of Godhead? Can anyone tie Krishna? No one can do that. But Krishna allows himself to be tied simply because he is conquered by her pure love for him. Now why does she, you know what she ties him to, right? To the wooden grinding mortar. Why the wooden grinding mortar? Why not a tree or why not something else? She says, this is your partner in crime. This is your partner and accomplice in crime. So both of you get together and I tie you up to this wooden grinding mortar. Also, because the mortar was very heavy, she thought there's no way Krishna can move from this point. Now comes the tying up. Let's gather some ropes. So she gets about 3 feet of rope. That's enough for a little boy, right? Two, three-year-old boy. How much rope? She goes around the wooden grinding mortar and tries to tie him up. 2 fingers short. This is strange. How is this happening? Now in a cowherd's home, there's plenty of rope because you have to keep tying all the animals, right? So there's no dearth of rope. Do you know how many cows and bulls and calves Nanda Maharaj has? 900,000. So there's plenty of rope, right? She gets some more rope and she ties another piece of rope and again tries to tie Krishna. Same thing. 2 fingers too short. What is this? This is very strange. Come on, get some more rope. By now all the gopis are gathered together and they're all watching the fun and they're saying, what is this? Let's get some more rope. I'll get some more rope from my house, from your house. And they keep on trying to tie Krishna. And Mother Yashoda is laboring very hard. Her whole body is perspiring and she's laughing, she's smiling and she's confused, she's bewildered. But the rope is always 2 fingers short. Then what happens? A tiny little girl comes, a sweet little girl, very beautiful. And she says, Mother Yashoda, can I give you my hair ribbon? Maybe that will help. Who is that little girl? Radharani. That's right. So Mother Yashoda thinks, well, we have tried everything. Maybe this will work. And she ties that little piece of ribbon. And finally, Krishna is caught. He is now tied up with rope to the wooden grinding mortar. And Mother Yashoda says, now, there you will be until I finish all the day's work. You will be staying right there, out of mischief, and reflecting on all the naughty things you did, so you will not do them again. And Mother Yashoda goes off to do her household chores. What does Krishna do? Can Krishna be limited by a wooden grinding mortar? His Ananta Sesh form, he's holding universes on his head. Who can stop Krishna? So Krishna says, she has tied me up for doing mischief. I will do more mischief. Of course, this is all the Leela of the Lord. Everything he does is with a purpose. So what does Krishna do? He says, I will now fulfill the prophecy of my dear devotee Narad Muni. I will liberate the sons of Kuver, Manigriva and Nalukuvara, who were in the form of Yamalarjuna trees in the courtyard of Nanda Baba. And he goes, dragging that heavy, heavy wooden mortar, and he goes between the two trees. Now the wooden mortar becomes topsy-turvy like this, and it's stuck between the two trees, and he yanks it and brings the trees crashing down. Boom! And suddenly two beautiful personalities come out. They are the demigods, sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalakuvara, and they offer humble obeisances to the Lord and they thank him because they have been standing there for 100 celestial years, reflecting on their misdemeanors which caused them to be cursed like that. That's another story. And they offer humble obeisances and circumambulate the Lord and they leave because Krishna has given them the benediction that now they will never forget him and they will be perpetually engaged in his devotional service. Now all the cowherd boys are watching all this. So they have seen everything and they try to release Krishna. But they are unable to release Krishna from the ropes which have tied. Why? Because they are tied in Vatsalya Ras. And only Nanda Baba can come and open those knots, which he does. And so Nanda Baba comes, he unties his little baby Krishna. Krishna jumps onto his lap. He keeps gazing at his father and he says, I'm not even going to look at mother. She has upset me. And so Mother Yashoda is mortified. My little son doesn't even want to look at me and her heart is breaking and she's beside herself, almost fainting with grief. And then Nanda Baba convinces Krishna, no, don't do like that. Go, go, go to your mother. And so Krishna goes and finally everything is hunky-dory in the spiritual world. So what is this pastime all about? How is it that Krishna allows himself to be caught? And the description is given, Shukadev Goswami says, Jnanis, mental speculators, all the others who are speculating about the Lord cannot capture Krishna. Only the devotees can capture Krishna. How? Through love. And that is how, with love, we can offer our hearts to Krishna and we can offer our life to Krishna, our words, our intelligence, our energies, and engage in his loving service because this is the path of bhakti and this is the only way to capture Krishna, which we want to do, right? So we are on the right track. We are on the right track. Nothing to worry. So here is the beautiful pastime of Radha Damodar. And we honor it because on this day, when Krishna broke that pot of yogurt and carried out this pastime, it's actually Deepavali, the festival of lights also. And so Krishna carried out this pastime. And Krishna is so loving towards his devotees that in this month, in this particular month, Damodar month, he says, if anyone offers me a ghee lamp with love, I become purchased by him. So how easily Krishna is making himself available. So that is why the world over, Krishna's ISKCON devotees are trying to do this Damodar Leela and encouraging people to come and just offer a ghee lamp. This ghee lamp signifies our love for Krishna. We are offering our love which is in our hearts, which is, you know, the light which is in our hearts. We are offering to Krishna and begging Krishna, please help me to increase my love, my devotion, my service to you, my dear Lord, because this is what my life is all about. So we don't have to worry. We are not like the speculators. We are not like the gymnastic people, you know, trying all kinds of things. We are on the right track because bhakti yoga is the way to get Krishna's favor. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yasyasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gnatva vishate tad anantaram. Only by devotional service am I to be known. Krishna is making it very clear. And he's asking for what? Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. Simply, with love and devotion, if someone offers me a flower, a fruit, a leaf, a little water, I will accept it. So Krishna is not very difficult to please. We just have to be sincere. Sincerity is the key to advancing in Krishna consciousness. And Krishna and Balaram have come down in this age of Kali as as Gaur Nithai. Rajendra Nandan se Sachi Sutta Hoilo je Balaram Hoilo Nithai. And they have made it so easy. These two transcendental brothers have come to make you very happy. Right? How? By giving you the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this transcendental vibration, this Sankirtan, is non-different from the Ras Leela of the Lord. So that is why we feel so joyful when we all come together and sing in Sankirtan. And that is why this is the Yuga Dharma for this age of Kali. Chant, chant, chant the holy names. And be happy. So are you ready to sing a song with me? This is a very beautiful song. And in this it is saying, Prema Pradipe Arati Thomar. That's why I chose this song. So I request Marco Prabhu to play the mridanga and Alexander Prabhu to play the kartal, and we will all sing this beautiful, beautiful bhajan. It goes like this.
Mama mana mandire rahani shidin. Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari. Bhakti Priti Mala Chanda. Tumi niyo he niyo chittanandan. Jivana marana tava puja nivedan. Sundara he manahari. Esho Nanda Kumar, Nanda Kumar. Habe Prema Pradipe Arati Tomar. Nayana Jamuna Jhare Anibar. Tomara Virahe Giridhari. Vandana Ganeta Baba Jugivana. Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari. Mama mana mandire rahani shidin. Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari.
Thank you. This is such a beautiful bhajan by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And you know, the meaning of this song is so beautiful and so heartfelt and so soulful that I would like to read out the translation for you. The translation goes like this. For Mama Mana Mandire, please abide in the temple of my heart, both day and night. O Krishna Murari, O Shri Krishna Murari. Devotion,
love, flower garlands and sandalwood. Please accept. Oh, please accept them, delighter of my heart. In life or in death, I worship you with these offerings, beautiful one. Oh, enchanter of my heart. Come, son of Nanda. And then, oh, son of Nanda, I will offer your aarti ceremony with the lamplight of my love. The waters of the Yamuna River cascade incessantly from my eyes in your separation. Oh, holder of Govardhan Hill. May I pass my life absorbed only in songs of your praise. Oh, Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari. So this very sweet bhajan puts us in Vrindavan mood, because this is where Krishna is waiting for us. He's playing his sweet flute and he's saying, come, stop rotting in this material world. My dear spirit soul, you don't belong here. You belong to me. Come back to me. Stop trying to be happy in the mirage which has no water in it. Instead, come and dive into the ocean of nectar called transcendental loving service to me. So Krishna is inviting us and we want to go back to Krishna. How do we do this? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And two very wonderful personalities, and here you have five, have come to make you very happy. Parama Karuna, Pahudui Jana, Nitai Gaura Chandra, Sabha Avatara, Sarashiromani, Kevala Ananda Kanda. You know this song? We'll sing it together. Come on. Parama Karuna, Pahudui Jana, Nitai Gaura Chandra, Sabhavatara, Sarashiromani, Kevala Ananda Kanda, Bhaja Bhaja Bhai, Chaitanya Nithai, Sudrida Vishwasa Kori. What happens after that? I don't remember. Vishaya Chariya. Sera Samajiya. Mukhe Bole Hari Hari. Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. Just fill your mouth with Krishna's name. Say Hari Hari. And Krishna will take away all that is obstructing you. He will take away all your material entanglements and he will pull you closer and closer to him and embrace you one day just as he did with Gopakumar. Yes. Srila Prabhupada said this. The day will come when you will see Krishna face to face. This is reality. This is not just I'm not making up stuff. This is actually there in Leelamrita. You can read it for yourself. And this is why Prabhupada came, to take us back home to the spiritual world. So let us all chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And awaken the love that is in our hearts until it becomes a blazing flame. And go back home, back to Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we can open up for comments, realizations, questions. Yes. Mukund Madhava Prabhu.
I just wanted to ask what do the two fingers mean?
Aha, good question. What do those two fingers mean? Those two fingers falling short. One finger stands for our endeavor. The second finger is the mercy of the Lord. So we have to endeavor. The endeavor is in our hands. But the mercy, the result, the fruit is in Krishna's hands. But of course, our endeavors, sincere endeavors, attract the mercy of the Lord. So that's the meaning of two fingers too short.
Thank you for that question.
Mataji, I would also have a question. Like we heard how easy Krishna is available to us in this month of Kartik. But who can also help us to get Krishna, like in other months or like during Ashtanga? Because it looks like so easy, but I'm still here. It's my sixth Kartik, and I mean, what's wrong, Mataji? What happened?
Yes, Krishna is saying that you build up your pious credits. It's not so easy to get him just like that. If you want Krishna, you have to get Radharani's favor. If you want to get Radharani's favor, you have to get Lord Chaitanya's favor. If you want to get Lord Chaitanya's favor, you have to get Lord Nityananda's favor. If you want to get Lord Nityananda's favor, you have to get your spirit, Srila Prabhupada and your spiritual master's favor. So it goes step by step by step. But there is one, Lord Nityananda is very, very merciful. And if you chant his 12 all auspicious names first thing in the morning, after waking up, he becomes very pleased. And then by his mercy, we can get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And only by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we can get Radha Krishna's mercy. It's not possible otherwise. So we want to actually please Lord Gauranga, Lord Nityananda, because in this age, it's really not possible to approach Radha Krishna. We can only hope, because they are very merciful, they are very forgiving, they don't accept offenses. Our hope is to somehow or the other please Gauranga and Lord Nityananda. And there are these 12 names of Lord Nityananda. It is said, as soon as you wake up in the morning, first thing, you chant these 12 all auspicious names of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda becomes very pleased. And by his mercy, then we can get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. It goes like this. Nityanando avadutendur Vasudha Prana Vallabha Jyanavi Jivita Patihi Krishna Prema Pradaha Prabhu Padmavati Sutaha Shriman Sachinandana Purvaja Bhavon Mato Jagatrata Rakta Gore Kalevraha. These are the 12 names that we can speak, we can recite and pray to Lord Nityananda. Please, my dear Lord, you are so, so merciful and forgiving. You forgave even Jagai and Madhai. So please help me to gain the favor of Lord Chaitanya. So like that we must try everything possible. Everything possible. We cannot afford to leave even one stone unturned because we want to convince Krishna to take us back. Right? So we want to do everything.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Thank you. Good question. Anything else? Ladies are very quiet. Nothing to say? Uh-huh. Thank you. It was pretty rushed in 20 minutes flat to relate that pastime. Okay. Anything else? Or shall we wrap it up? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.